Must You Go? My Life with Harold Pinter by Antonia Fraser.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. The subtitle of the book declares its contents. This is My Life with Harold Pinter. Not my complete life, and certainly not his. In essence, it is a love story. And as with many love stories, the beginning and the end, the first light and the twilight, are dealt with more fully than the high noon in between, described more impressionistically. I have based it partly on my own diaries. These have been kept since October 1968, when I suffered with withdrawal symptoms after finishing my first historical biography, Mary, Queen of Scots, the centre of my existence for so long. I have also used my own recollections, being careful to distinguish between the two immediate reactions. I always write my diary the next morning, unless otherwise noted, and memories. On the whole, Harold did not read these diaries, although he was free to do so. They were not kept secret. I have noted the rare occasions when he made a comment or scribbled something in it himself. I have also quoted Harold where he told me things about his past, once again noting the source, and have occasionally quoted his friends talking to me on the same subject. Looking back at the diaries, I see that I've always paid special attention to any green shoots where Harold's writing was concerned.